It's the Rosie on the House Show.
There's just something about a nice monsoon rain that just, you know, makes the whole day better. Even though it was last night, it's over now. Man, I mean, the smell.
The
smell, the air looks so much clearer, the sun looks brighter, the sky looks bluer. Ah, just something about a nice, nice hard storm. Ken and Mesa's called in with a question about his Italian Cypress. We're going to bring him into the conversation and see what we can solve with him. Ken, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Got a couple of Italian Cypresses that have turned pretty ragged looking and lost some of the green color, and they're sort of faded, I would say, towards gray. But some of the little branches are, instead of growing straight up, nice and streamlined, they're sort of sagging. I'm wondering what I should do.
The sagging branches, if they were green, wouldn't be as much of a problem. You can trim them as they sag. You know, if you cut the end of the saggy part off, they usually spring back up into there. But the color's bad, and it's real common with Italian cypress. The biggest problem is they get a bug that's called a spider mite. All kinds of little tiny mites. Some of them are easy to see if you would whack a branch that looks bad on maybe a black piece of paper, you know, and it looks like dust, but they wiggle around and you see them moving. Either way, the way you do...
How does something that small bite?
Yeah,
They hide in every...
It's the millions of them that are on there, I guess. But they hide in the little cracks of the leaves, and it's usually what takes them down. The summer heat, you know, they don't like it at all either. But if you keep the mites under control by squirting them down once a week, it's what we do in the nursery. Every single one of them gets a shower once a week, you know, from head to toe, washes a lot of those mites away. They have to rebuild their population after you do it, so it gives the plant a chance to catch up, and the bugs knocks them back a little bit. Also hydrates the branches when you do it. It's not a bad thing all the way around. Washes the dust away. If you could bring a branch into Elgin Nursery and have them check it for you, and if it is a bad infestation of mites, they can give you something to spray on there.
Take a
really
plastic bag, cover the branch, then cut it,
because
you want to capture everything.
You put them in a Ziploc. Yeah, put them in a Ziploc and cut it off and seal it up, and then they'll...
Now, obviously, for Ken, where he already has the existing Italian cypress, you're not going to replace it. But you had mentioned another tree.
Arborvitae is another plant that has somewhat similar leaf. They're not so skinny, you know, but it gives you somewhat of the same look, and they're much, much hardier in our climate than Italian cypress.
Will they grow as tall?
No, it's more of an egg-shaped plant, you know, but I have seen them maybe... Regular arborvitaes I've seen 12, 15 feet.
Which is plenty for a shade screen, which is what it seems like most of them do, because they're always in a row where they try to grow together.
Like an accent, just kind of breaks up the view.
Well, we're joined with Jonathan Manning of Elgin Tree Farm. Tell us about Elgin. You're on McDowell and 86th Avenue.
Yeah, real easy to get to from the 101 or the 10. You know, on the 10, you get off on 83rd Avenue. We're just a little west of 83rd on McDowell. McDowell's right on the north of the freeway. Coming down on the 101, you get off on McDowell and just go a little bit east, and you're there too. And we do retail and wholesale also. I don't know if a lot of people know we do wholesale, but we have wholesale pricing for licensed contractors, and they can get everything they need nice and convenient, you know, without going to all different stores to get it.
Now, is that at that same spot, or do
same
you have to
location,
go down the growing yard?
Same location. You can talk to our salespeople there about what kind of, you know, business you have, and if it's anything to do with landscaping or that, we give you wholesale pricing, and we can give you a list of prices, and like I say, convenient.
Great, because you're getting a plant, for the most part, that's grown right here, so it's already acclimated. You're not getting something that's just come out of the back of a semi that's been crossed from Yuma to Phoenix, baked in the back of it.
Well, yeah, and if you've ever bought in a plant that was probably, you know, grown in a greenhouse in Southern California, and you pop it out into your front yard this time of year, you've known that it doesn't work very well. So our plants are grown right here, just south of our retail yard. We have a bigger location where we grow the plants. I mean, it's within the same, it's within 5 miles of each other. And so they're real adapted to our weather. They've gradually gotten used to it as the season came on, like they would in your yard. And when you put them out, you'll have a lot better success with them than you would for getting something from some place that buys all their plants in from Southern California or Florida or somewhere with a little better climate.
And watering's been primarily our topic with the nice rain we got last night, making sure that if you are using your timer or your rain bypass sensor, do you like tie a string around your finger as a reminder to turn it back on?
These days you set an alarm on your phone or something, I think. I don't know. But yeah, definitely turn that thing back on when the first inch of soil gets dry. Turn that thing back on and let it run. Definitely.
Now, what about, we've talked about survival too. We got through that nice dry season. Somebody's got this nice rain, or they think, you know, it might be a good time to fertilize. Is it a fertilizing time, or do we still hold off a little
fertilizer
bit?
Fertilizer I always use in the beginning of a growing season. So if it's a different plants grow at different seasons. So you can fertilize anything that's kind of either already in or getting ready to go into grow mode right now. Fertilizer just adds to the growth that it's already going to make. You know, you can't make something grow with fertilizer that wasn't going to do it this time of year anyway. So it depends, but citrus would be you can do your second citrus fertilizing right now, just as long as you don't do it anything after, say, September. You know, it gets too close to the cold that way. On something that's frost sensitive, you don't want to fertilize it anything after, say, end of September.
And follow the directions, even though it doesn't look like it after you read it. You might take two or three times to read it to quite understand exactly what they're telling you to do, but follow the directions.
That's right, and get your scales and tablespoons and cups out and make sure you measure everything. The eyeball and fertilizer is always a bad idea.
Jonathan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.